With Cap Radio News, I'm Randall White. Residents who live in areas of California that haven't been hit hard by COVID-19 are facing a challenge. How do you reopen the economy when tourists or people from places where there are many more cases of coronavirus are your number one source of revenue? Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports from north of the Sacramento region in the Sierra foothills as we launch our new rural reporting project.
When you drive into Sierra County, a bright yellow sign blares in all caps, "Visitors kindly distance from our communities." A one-lane bridge crosses the North Yuba River in the town of Downeyville, which is in the middle of the Tahoe National Forest, about 110 miles north of Sacramento. It's lined with old brick and wood frame buildings. In the middle of town, Carl Butts is trying to figure out how to keep a mask on, carry on a conversation, and smoke a cigarette. A couple of locals are giving him a hard time.
It's over my nose. You know, it's always been just a fashion statement anyway.
He's kidding, but he and half the town of 200 are wearing them. He's 72 and at greater risk of infection. Butts publishes the Mountain Messenger, the oldest weekly paper in the state.
You know, people are frightened of getting it, of having people like yourself come up here. You know, outsiders.
One case could lead to others, and with a town the size of Downeyville, that could bring trouble for everyone.
Oh, that's the right key for this door.
And that's a quandary.
You know, we like the tourists. We live off that tourism. But at the same time, no one wants to get ill.
The thought of tourists sounds great to Jay and Gaylene Elliott. They just opened the Boomtown Lounge Wine and Beer Bar.
I like the chicken tamale. And a beer.
We have two different beers.
Gaylene says right now it's to-go orders only with a snack. Jay's still pulling the plastic off of some kind of packaging.
So we have a salami cheese olive cracker plate for five teeny-weeny bucks.
They feel like they're locals, but they still drive up every weekend from Sonoma County to work on their business. They have 100 masks from the county and don't want to be the source of an outbreak.
As soon as somebody walks up without a mask, or even if I see them going to the store next door without a mask, I just yell at them, "Would you like a mask?"
She didn't have to yell at Bob Maycomber. He and his wife Carol are wearing masks and keeping their distance, but that guard's coming down when their family gets here from Rockland and they head off to go camping.
When you got grandchildren, it's hard not to give them a hug.
He thinks both families have been responsible about social distancing.
There's no guarantees in life, but we're trying to not make any stupid decisions.
Up the road outside the town of Beckworth, Gary Romano opened the only farmer's market in Plumas County a couple of weeks early. Some of the vendors are from out of the area. Large white X's mark the spot where they set up, and arrows tell people what traffic pattern to follow.
And a vendor here.
He thinks it's safer than the store.
The grocery store, it seems like we have a lot of interaction. You're waiting in line at the checkout. You have no choice but to cross close paths. Where here we have the option of open air. Nothing is handled by the customer.
At Leonard's IGA in Portola, Charles Scoville is standing on an X in the parking lot with a black print mask on his face. But he works at the Dollar General.
I've just been busy, 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 busy.
Is it busier these 2 months than it was last year? Sort of weird, isn't it? People are supposed to be staying home, but...
Nobody stays home. Nobody cares.
Normally, Jeffrey's Pub and Grub over in Quincy would also be busy, 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 and noisy.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Doing okay.
But today, you can hear every word of the conversation between the owner and her two customers. It's been only 4 days since the county allowed Anna Jeffrey to reopen. She says no matter what the health orders are, they won't please everyone.
There's always going to be somebody that's not happy with whatever we end up doing. I am all for the tourists coming back. I'm all for being a tourist again. I want to go places. I want people to be able to come here. So,
whether it be Sierra or Plumas County, the masks have to come off at some point. The question is, what will happen when they do? Bob Moffitt, Cap Radio News.